Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Last week, we began playing highlights for you from our 40th anniversary celebration, including the preaching of the Word by our former pastor, Terry Null, who came to join us along with many other dignitaries, friends, and guests as we celebrated 40 years of reaching the lost in Clarksburg, West Virginia. In just a few moments, we'll resume playing more of the message that Brother Null delivered to us, but first, some great music from our friends Phillips, Craig, and Dean. From their project entitled Fearless, the name of this song is From the Inside Out.
A thousand times I've failed, still your mercy remains. And should I stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. In my heart and my soul, will I give you control? Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace, to love you from the inside out. Your will above all else, my purpose remains. The art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame.
To bring you.
In case you've just joined us, you're listening to The Voice of Truth, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. In just a few moments, we'll resume playing part of the message that was delivered to us at our 40th anniversary celebration by former pastor Terry Null. But first, let's take time to hear one more great song from Phillips, Craig, and Dean. From their project entitled Fearless, this is Revelation Song.
With all creation.
anniversary celebration. Christian Apostolic Church commemorated four decades of service to the communities of Clarksburg and Bridgeport, West Virginia. We had a wonderful homecoming with many friends, guests, and dignitaries, and among them our former pastor, Terry Null. During the celebration, he delivered a wonderful message to us entitled, Knowing the Right Moment to Act. Last week, we began playing that message for you, and now we'll resume. This is Terry Null, Knowing the Right Moment to Act.
For some reason, the preaching 40 years ago reached into the heart of a soul that was troubled and in the middle of a storm. And you know what? Somebody dared to step off of this platform and walk on the troubled storms of people's lives and said to them, there is a way out, there's a way of keep, there is a place of peace. Hallelujah. I can only imagine just taking a glimpse at the photo shots of yesteryear, to walk down this street, to walk into this sanctuary, to hear a young couple testify and hear about a man that was here and sold his church and moved on and gave the money to Brother Feathers to plant this church here. And 40 years later, we're standing here right now. Some have already gone on to meet the Lord. But you know what? There's still a lot more is about to walk through the door and realize it's the fourth watch of the night. And I don't know where to go from here. My life is shipwrecked. It's in a tailspin. And I don't know what to do with it. But somebody has got to dare to step out on one word. Come.
Let's love him right now.
Come on, let's love him right now. Hallelujah. You know, the story that I'm reading, that I've read to you tonight, it's not just about Peter. It's a mirror that all of us can look into. Matthew wasn't praising Peter for walking on the water, but Matthew was telling us that as common as Peter was, he didn't need to know Greek or Hebrew to know the voice of God. I don't know if anybody heard what I just said. You don't need a degree on your wall saying that I have a degree in theology. All you need to know is to know the voice in the storm. We can know the voice right now, but God is trying to fine-tune our hearing. See, let me just be honest with all of you here tonight. We all have said it at one time or another. Lord, I want to be like you. Lord, just use me in whatever field or means that you choose. But yet, you got to realize, when you speak those words, you cannot put conditions on it. Come on, I know I lost some of you there right now. When we ask God to use us to be a conduit for the power of God to flow through us, when we pray, God, I want to be where you're at right now. But sometimes to get to where he is, you got to go through a storm to get there. Sometimes you gotta travel alone. Sometimes you just got to denounce who you are. God is not really interested if you can write a song, or if you can outline a message, or if you can sing or play. But what He is interested in is this: you may have all the gifts, but if you don't have the gift of obedience. Come on, Simon Peter was a rather remarkable man. The waters was not strange to him. The ship was not strange to him. The storms were not strange to him. But what was strange to him was when he saw the wind. It was boisterous. Come on now, you can think what you want right now. But this storm is like no other storm that I've encountered before. The wind is a lot more powerful than what I have dealt with in the past. If He is all-knowing, if He is omnipotent, can somebody believe that He's omnipotent and omnipresent? Ladies and gentlemen, He may be everywhere, but He's not manifested everywhere. God doesn't want to just be manifested here among a celebration, but can we manifest a celebration right in the heart or the eye of a storm? Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. God's taking somebody somewhere that you don't even know where you're going right now, all because you've been persistently bombarding Him and saying, God, I want to be where You're working at right now. And friend, understand this one thing: He is not going to give you a smooth highway, because hell has already heard what you've been praying about, and the devil's going to do everything to put potholes in your journey. But somehow somebody's got to stand up and declare, even to God be the glory. Christian Apostolic Church family, guests alike, tonight we are embarking upon the final journey of the coming of the Lord. I would never thought for one moment that I would hear what I heard within the last 24 hours. Come on, somebody hear what I'm telling you. You think we're going through a storm now, but when you begin to sell out Israel, something is about to happen. We are embarking upon the final leg of the coming of the Lord. Maybe I'm getting touchy here. If you have any idea or any knowledge of the coming of the last day, Israel is losing its ground. But today, the Prime Minister made it very clear of Israel: we will not surrender. Listen to me, young people and church. We are coming close to the battle of the call of Armageddon. But I got a feeling between here and the valley of Megiddo, there's a bride. day is about to come out of the grave. There's a church is about to be raptured up. Come on, you better know the voice in the storm. You better know it's His voice. If it's You, Lord, bid me to come. Church on its final stretch will grow. If you don't believe in the last days, that it's going to be greater in the last days than it was the first time around, honey, I'm not praying for the first time. I'm praying for what He promised us in the last day. I will pour out my Spirit. Come on! I believe some are going to be saved because of the fear of what's happening in this last day. Brother Cross, you may never see the other side of death if things are going the way it's going now. Sister Sandy, you may never close your eyes on this side of heaven. I've been a faith preacher. I've been in healing crusades for the last several weeks. But tonight, this afternoon, I sat in my motel. God kept bringing me back to this scripture. And I wrote a page and a half, and I haven't even got to it yet. Maybe some of you are thinking I should get there. But I'm telling you, He's coming. He's coming as a thief in the night. Brother Barron, He's coming. Jack Murphy, he gonna come up out of that grave with no hepatitis. Come on, I'm talking about people you know. Sister Feathers, please, I'm not trying to stir up the past, but when you see Him the next time, it gonna be a whole lot of difference. This body will put on a new body. And there ain't going to be no scar, no headache, no crutches, no canes, no wheelchairs. There ain't going to be no cancer. There ain't going to be no more heart attacks. There ain't going to be no AIDS. There ain't going to be no brain damage. There ain't going to be no strife. There ain't going to be no stress. There ain't going to be no depression. There ain't going to be no oppression. There ain't going to be no black against white, white against black. We're all going to be caught up together. It's going to be one bride. Somebody better get their hearing tuned. We're going to be caught up. I think we're having fainter food tonight. Back there. This is potluck up here. But you better hear me. You better know his voice. Pastor, can I say this? At a 40th anniversary, you better try the spirits. The lesson that I gleaned from the storm was not to parade Peter across the platform of history and say he's the only one ever walked on water. That's not what it's all about. My eyes were open to the reading of Matthew 14. He issued an order. They obeyed. He sent the multitude away. He went to the top of the mountain to pray alone. And somewhere in the midst of a 6-mile journey, a storm occurred. He didn't call us out so all of us can belly up and fall flat on our face and lose out with God before he comes. He saw them. Sister Todd, he sees you. Young ladies, he sees you. Brother and Sister Cross, Brother and Sister Harris, Pastor and Sister Joseph, Brother and Sister David and Melissa Harris, Brother John and Sister Tracy Sandy, Brother David and Sister Teresa Claypool, Brother and Sister Benenham, Brother and Sister Hoskins. The fact is this. It's not that we know how to preach. He's not interested if you can preach, but he's interested, can you identify him? When that storm came, it was boisterous. It was slapping that boat around and around. And I will first confess, and the rest of you, if you want to join in with me, when storms hit me, I wonder where God is sometimes. You may not feel him here, and you may not hear him at that particular moment, but one thing you have a guarantee, he sees you. Brother and Sister Hendry, he sees you. Brother and Sister Harris, he sees you. Saints of God, he sees you. I would be frightened to death tonight. First of all, I may not feel him, and I may not understand him, and I may not hear him at that moment. But oh God, don't ever let me get to the place he doesn't know where I'm at. I don't want to get so far away that I wake up and realize one day I didn't realize how so far I got away from God. Just when you think you're going under, he decides to show up. Pastors of this church and churches around, listen to me right now. And ministers, listen to me right now. You have been called on to preach as hard as you have ever preached before.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.